Listen, when you get a good night of sleep, you know you're going to have energy. When that happens, you feel good. You feel awesome. That's why you need to be sleeping on a Casper mattress. It helps you get a great night of rest. You see, the Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams to give you a great night of sleep. You spend one-third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. Its breathable design lets you sleep cool, and this is something I didn't know. It also regulates your body temperature throughout the night. And let me tell you, there are lots of people raving about the Casper mattress. More than 20,000 others love their Casper mattress, giving it an average rating of 4.8. You cannot argue with results like that. And here's yet another reason. The price will not keep you up at night. You can also order sheets, pillows, and that will give you the complete Casper experience. Why is it so affordable? Well, Casper cuts out the middleman and delivers it straight to you. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial. Right now, for my listeners, you can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/jungle. Once again, casper.com/jungle. Use the promo code jungle at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. Once again, casper.com/jungle, promo code jungle. And we start hour number three. Welcome to the program. I'm Jim Rome. I'm live in Southern California, and specifically, I'm in the Quicken Loans studios. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Quicken Loans. Busy hour coming up in about 15 minutes, 20 minutes actually. Jarvis Landry, a wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns. In the meantime, your phone number is toll-free. This number is good in the U.S. It's good in Canada. 1-800-636-8686. As promised, we are joined right now by somebody who spent 5 years in the NFL as a running back. He had more than 3,000 yards and 27 touchdowns at the University of Cincinnati. He was taken 50th overall in the draft in 2012 by the Rams. He has an absolutely amazing story. He is seeking to become a Paralympian. Isaiah Peed is my guest. Isaiah, it is so great to have you on the show. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. Good.
Good, good. You know, as I mentioned, you've got an absolutely incredible and truly inspirational story. But in order to tell it so everybody appreciates it, we have to go back to some pretty tough moments, if that's all right with you.
That's fine. Perfect.
Okay, good. On November 5th, 2016, your son Deuce was born. Why don't we start right there? What do you remember about that day and meeting him for the first time?
Man, it was, he kind of spit out, you know, so it was kind of everything kind of just happened too fast. It was the whole dad part, you know, kind of went out the window. But, you know, once I had him for that week, or for that day, it was like I didn't want to let go, you know. And that day, kind of ran into the next day when I had to get on a flight to go to Kansas City, and losing track of time and getting, you know, lost in my feelings of just, you know, thinking about his future, you know, missed the flight. So I ended up. That feeling, them feelings kind of lasted a little longer than what they were supposed to, which was kind of a, you know, a gift in itself.
Isaiah P. joining us. So you have that day, and then you get kind of caught up in that, and then you spend about a week learning how to become a new father, and then the following Friday, you're out driving with a friend on I-670, and you hit a bump. What do you remember about what happened next?
Hit the bump. I do remember kind of swerving. We were about to hit the wall. Might have blown up, actually, but I caught the wheel. We swerved back out the other way, back towards the right, you know. But the freeway kind of curving left, so I didn't have enough time to catch it back again. We shot in a hospital, you know, a couple of days later. So.
Isaiah P. joining us. So then you wake up in the hospital, and you were not able to speak at that time because you had a tube in your mouth, and then you wrote on a piece of paper what's going on, and your mother responded, you were in a car accident, and you lost your leg. What was it like to hear that in that moment?
Oh, man, I still can't really sense the word, because it's just, it's like, you're thinking how. You're thinking, you're not even thinking, you know, why, or it's just like, hold on, you know, what did you just tell me? How did this happen? How did my leg just come up? So I think that was the big focus, the initial. Like, what? It couldn't have been. How bad was his accident? You know, is Wesley okay? You know, I'm asking my friend, and they said everybody's fine. You know, so I understood everything was okay. Nobody died. That was a blessing. And I kind of just, you know, closed my eyes. I just start kind of just praying, man. I was praying and, you know, thanking him. Thank you for sparing my life. But I'm gonna need some help with showing, you know, what does this mean? You know, if you show me, give me all type of signs, show me everything, have instill that discipline in me, keep that strength in me. But I'm gonna need some help on this one, you know, with every signal. And it humbled me. I pray for humbleness. You know, don't let me outrage. You know, just allow me to remain, you know, me and understand you. You know, understand clearly when I'm not understanding right now.
Isaiah, I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's an amazing thing. It's amazing to me that you were able to get to that place. I mean, in a sense, what you're saying is, I mean, it would have been so easy for you or anybody else to be absolutely devastated, not only in that moment for quite some time, but what I'm hearing is you start to ask God, help me understand what I don't understand. Why did this happen? What's your plan for me here? What's the story? I mean, that's incredible. How were you able to get to that place as quickly as you were?
And this is I'm a true believer. Everything happens for a reason. You know, when things are going bad in life, you can kind of, in a sense, pinpoint to where you can tighten your things up, control what you can control, and maybe things will start turning, you know, around, you know. But at that point, that does not just control it, what I can control, so I can get to where I'm going to get. Where am I getting to? What is happening? My life is completely changed. And when you hit rock bottom like that, grown up, you give it all to the Lord. You just, that's it's in me, you know. I gave it all up, and that's, in a sense, to say. I didn't know what to expect next. I didn't know how tomorrow, next week, next month to bring. I didn't know, you know, what I would do. I didn't have any business or anything like that. I didn't have any passion. I didn't have any want to for nothing else but football. And that alone is what left me to give it all up to the Lord, and you know, continue to pray like as I always done, but to really ask, you know, for signs of, you know, what the next, you know, this next plan is.
And on top of that, of course, you had a newborn son. In fact, Isaiah Pede's my guest. From what you were told, one more thought about the accident, and then I'll move on. But you landed 30 feet from the car. You were bleeding profusely. In fact, doctors have said that you were 3 to 5 minutes away from bleeding out and dying right there. As you've said, you were that close to your son growing up without a father. What does it mean to you to hear that?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's definitely... you know, I joke a lot about any incident around anything that happened around the incident, or, you know, anything that may have happened. You know, sometimes I joke about it, just freshen things up. But when I think about that, you know, that you don't really, that wipes every smirk off my face. You know, you don't really want to joke about that. But you have to think about it. You don't necessarily have to, but it comes, you know, it comes to thought. I see him every morning. He wakes up every morning. Rather he has 103 degree fever, or, you know, if he doesn't, he's smiling. He'll laugh at you, and that feeling. I don't know if any football moment would have gave me that same feeling. Mm. If any moment in life would have gave me that feeling. And just, you know, and whatever feeling he had, you know, he wouldn't have ever had that feeling. And just to know that, first of all, to see the bond that we have every day, you know, that's my boy, you know. And, you know, almost bring me to tears when I think about not ever have ever been able to experience that, you know.
That's great. I love that. Isaiah Pete joining us. I really love that. So roughly a month after you left the hospital, you and your father go to the Pro Bowl in Orlando, and you're spending time with Janoris Jenkins, and it was the first time he had seen you since the accident, and you're in a wheelchair because you didn't have your prosthetic leg yet, and he says, quote, man, you could go to the Paralympics, and you shook him off initially, but then he practically shouted it, quote, we go into the Paralympics, baby. So what was that moment like?
Yeah, it was cool. It was good.
Right?
Because that's what Jinx, that's me and Jinx, man. That's what we do. We you know, we talk it up. So, but we had talked about it. Me and my friends in the room who were coming to see me in the hospital bed, you know, we were talking about, you know, what I could be doing in life, you know, days after me waking up, of course, we were talking about, you know, what I could do, you know, Paralympics, wheelchair, coaching, you know, it wouldn't even be me doing the sport, maybe to get back into football. So, of course, Paralympic coming up, and we talked about that, but we didn't know anything. We didn't YouTube anything. It was just so far ahead, you know, almost like, you know, playing Little League, and you're talking about going to the NFL. And so then fast forward to now, I'm out of the hospital bed. I'm out here and traveling and in a wheelchair and run into, you know, one of my boys from Little League, you know, technically from Little League, but in my mind, a friend who long ago knows me, and just to blurt it out without him ever even being in that conversation that we had a long time ago, you know, that kind of gave it, you know, that reassurance, like, yeah, that's my boy. And my boy knows, you know, me. And I wasn't necessarily where he was mentally as far as the, you know, we're going to the Paralympics at that moment. Yet I was still trying to get out of this wheelchair and get standing up and get in a prosthetic leg. So the fact that he even shouted it out, it was like, oh, man, we're on the same page, huh? Okay, I got to make sure I, you know, be right.
Right, and he was hyped for it. So I got to know, what was it like the first time you put on that running leg and went to the track? Is there any way to put that into feeling or that feeling into words?
That was different.
Sure.
That was different. I try to explain even the prosthetic leg itself. It's like wearing stilts. If you ever wore stilts, it's kind of like that. If you were to put a pogo on a stilt, now that's a running leg, and it's bouncy, you know. It's a pogo, so it's fun in a weird way. It's fun when everything is right, you know. If you know how to catch a balance and just bounce on it, you know, you can. It's like a kid, you know. You got to have some youth in you to even make this work, you know. And you have to be, you know, more determined and frustrated. So, yeah, I have my frustrations, and I couldn't get it right. I was far from racing anybody. But I'm not limping around. I'm not, you know, waiting for this microchip knee to walk. That's what my walking leg has. It basically walks on its own. So I'm not moving at a slow pace. I'm out bouncing around. I'm, you know, falling. I'm being athletic. So in a weird way, it was just fun. It was just fun to just not be as disabled as I've been, you know.
Isaiah Pete, my guest, I like that, and I especially like you have to be more determined than frustrated. You've also said, quote, my dream is done, but I'm still young. I have my whole life ahead of me. What's next? What do you want to be remembered for? Quote, end of quote. So let me get you to answer that, if you would. What do you want to be remembered for?
I just want to be remembered as just a hardworking, you know, faithful And, you know, man, I come from, you know, unprivileged background and worked through whatever I had to work through to get to where I was at. Through, you know, my family and staying faithful to the Lord. And then my life changed. But that doesn't necessarily take away of what has been instilled into me, what God gave me as far as my discipline, as far as, you know, my leadership and just my understanding of hard work and what hard work can do. And so I just take that and continue to be the best person, you know, I am.
Honestly, Isaiah, I can't say how much I admire you and how much respect you and the way you've taken on this adversity. And I was really eager to have you on the program and talk to you about all these things. I know you're working hard to become a Paralympian. And it just seems to me that maybe as you might have been able to inspire and motivate other people before this happened, you probably have such a greater platform even right now to do even more. It is so nice to have you on the show. I hope we can talk again really soon. And I really appreciate the conversation.
I appreciate it too, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you so much. Isaiah Pede. Seeking to become a Paralympian. He was the 50th pick back in 2012. And if you've seen the video and the interview that he did with the Players Tribune, the accident is just horrific. I mean, truly, truly graphic and terrifying. And for him to have the mentality that he has and the outlook that he has is truly incredible. That's Isaiah Pede. My thanks to him. When we come back, if you have thoughts on that, I'd love to hear them. We're going to have a conversation with Jarvis Landry first, and then open phones on the back end of that. Stay tuned. 2018 is flying right on by, and we all want to make sure that we continue to elevate our game to the very next level. I mean, we're already into July. You want to make sure that if the year is going well, you finish strongly. Let me speak for a moment to contractors, builders, remodelers. Elevating your game for the rest of the year just got a whole lot easier, and it's because of my pals at Lumber Liquidators and their new LL Pro Plus program. LL Pro Plus is Lumber Liquidators' new pro services team that you can call on for all your professional flooring needs. LL Pro Plus will help you crush it the rest of this year, and they'll do so because they have professional pricing. They have dedicated support to get you exactly what you need when you need it, so you can get your projects finished on time. LL Pro Plus gives you the ultimate value and quality. And with this program, no job is too large, no job is too small. So what you want to do is put the flooring experts on your team today. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to lumberliquidators.com. Walk into a store or go to lumberliquidators.com. Let's continue to make this year the best year ever with Lumber Liquidators.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. Busy third hour. Very good third hour. My thanks to former NFLer Isaiah Pede. Again, that's one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard. If you want to react to what you just heard, I've got some time on the back end. You want to pick up the phone, hit us up. Right now, though, as promised, we are joined by a wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns. He is a three-time Pro Bowler. He led the NFL with 112 receptions last season. 400 receptions in his first four seasons. That's the most in NFL history. He signed a five-year contract extension with the Browns this offseason. He was the 63rd pick overall in 2014 out of LSU. He appears courtesy of TCL Televisions and National Cut the Cord Day. We are joined by Jarvis Landry. Jarvis, great to have you back. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Dude, so good to have you back. All right, so it's been nearly 4 months since you were traded from Miami to Cleveland. Now that you've had a little more time to be around the organization and the players, how pumped up are you about the opportunity that now is before you?
Man, just excited. You know, just excited to begin this next phase of my life in a place with so much appreciation, you know, and in a place to find so much room to grow. You know, so I'm excited about, you know, the next chapter of my life and, you know, the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, let me pick up on that for a minute, because you said your next chapter of your life. Like, when you and I have talked in the past and we spoke back in April, it seemed like you were in a very different place in your life than you are right now. Now, not a bad place in the past, but it felt like you were even more happy and more motivated now than you have been in the past. Do I have that right? Am I reading that wrong? Or does it feel that way to you?
No, you're right. You know, and again, like I said, you know, it's just the appreciation, you know, the amount of appreciation and respect that I got by going to Cleveland, you know, where there is from the coaches and everybody in the building to the fans, you know, just the people in general, you know, really recognizing my value and, you know, and respecting that.
Now, listen, this is an amazing football town with an amazing fan base, and they've been through quite a lot. But I can't remember the last time the Browns fans were as hyped as they are right now. Can you feel the excitement, and how good would it feel to reward them with a big-time season?
I feel like that's what the city's been waiting for. You know, I know there's been this aura, this stigma over the Cleveland Browns for a long time, and I believe that, you know, that town and seeing how passionate that they're about their sports teams and in particular their football team, you know, obviously having LeBron in town and stuff like that, that gave some life to all the fans and to the city. But, you know, truthfully, they want to see their football team be successful as well. And, you know, I'm just so happy that I could be a part of this turnaround because I know it's going to happen.
Browns wide receiver Jarvis Landry joining us, and I want to talk about that turnaround. You've been raving about Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield. What have you seen from them so far that makes you so excited?
You know, both guys extremely talented, you know, extremely smart, you know, both capable, you know, and it's just exciting, man, to know that, you know, the stable of guys and the competition level between those two guys, you know, is at its best, and it's only going to get better, which is going to make those guys better, and it's going to make the guys around them better, including myself. And, again, man, I'm excited. I'm excited to see how it turns out.
Yeah, Jarvis, what about the dynamic between the two of them? I mean, I would imagine it's got to be an interesting dynamic in the sense that Tyrod's a guy that knows a lot that he could share with Baker, but Baker obviously is trying to get what Tyrod has. So what's the dynamic seem like to you so far between the two of them and how they interact together?
I mean, you know what? You know, both guys have definitely handled it well. You know, Baker coming in, being drafted, understanding the situation. Tyrod obviously signing with Cleveland, and I'm sure they were pretty straightforward with him about, you know, their plan. And you know, I think those guys have came in and approached what they're both faced with, you know, with the right attitude, with the right mentality. Again, both capable guys. It's just going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But the competition level is there and it's healthy. And that's all that, you know, that's all we could ever hope for, being teammates and stuff, you know.
Jarvis Landry joining us. He led the NFL in receptions last year. So there's so much buzz around the Browns right now. You're a big part of that. When you look at the talent on both sides of the ball, how good can this team be this season? I mean, does it feel like a potential playoff team?
Man, you know, that's the crazy part, you know, just how good we can be. But I totally believe that it's up to us. You know, it's up to us as the Cleveland Browns, as the organization, coaching staff, players, you know, everybody as a whole, to really put in that time, put in that hard work. And, you know, for us, just expectations, you know, obviously, I know for me personally, man, I train to win the Super Bowl every year. So that's my thought process. That's my mindset. And I treat every single game as that. You know, every single game is my Super Bowl. Every single game is my championship, you know, and just win that one game. And that's my mindset, you know. So hopefully that culture shift that's happening right now in the locker room, you know, that begins to be the mindset of every player, every guy, you know, and we grow together and start winning some games. And before you know it, you know, you look and it's going to be January and the Cleveland Browns will still be around.
Jarvis Landry joining us. Speaking of Super Bowls and championships, the NFL came out with its top 100 rankings, and the video there had one clip after another of Bill Belichick talking about you. And he's saying things in his headset like, Landry, where is he? We're doubling Landry, yeah? Let's make sure we get Landry. I mean, one quote after another. What's it mean to you to hear the best coach in the history of football is obsessed with stopping you when you're on the field?
Oh, man, you know, my hat goes off to Bill and everything he's done. Obviously, in this league, I've played against him since I've come into the NFL, but known him for forever. And honestly, man, it's a compliment, you know, I guess it's a compliment. But I mean, this is a testament too to my hard work and everything that I've done in the off season and just getting ready for those moments and those games like that. When you play against the Patriots, you know, you got to score, you got to stop them from scoring. Obviously, that's the objective of the game. But when you got TB12 back there doing the things that he does, man, we got to find a way on the offensive side of the ball to make sure we keep it. And you know, I think he was just trying to stop it, trying to make sure we didn't do that.
Talking to Jarvis Landry, you know, the other thing that kept coming up in that piece was guys around the league were talking about the size of your hands. You know, great. It's one thing to have big hands, and I know you've got a great set of hands, but there's so much more to being a great wide receiver than having good hands. When you look at the all-around package that you bring to it, receptions, blocking, ability to play either inside or outside, maybe even come out of the backfield, do you feel right now like there's a better receiver in the NFL than Jarvis Landry?
You know, I think there's a lot of guys in the NFL that does a lot of things respectively well, you know, and they get their recognition for that. And obviously we both know who those guys are, you know, but as far as just being complete, I do believe that I'm one of the best in the NFL of just being a complete receiver, being able to do it all and make my presence felt no matter where I'm at on the field. I think that capability is what sets me apart a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not trying to put you on the spot now. One of the best or the best?
What did you say?
One of the best in your mind?
Oh, one of the best. One of the best.
I got you. Jarvis Landry joining us. I got you. Listen, you had a chance to see Josh Gordon up close and work with him. And I'm just saying, from where I'm sitting, you know, thousands of miles away, man, my man looks like an absolutely amazing athlete. But as one receiver looking at another receiver, what stands out to you the most about Josh Gordon?
Man, really just the size that he has and his ability to be able to get in and out of cuts. I think that's one of the most impressive things that I've recognized and noticed about him. You know, and, you know, the more that he continues to hone in on that and grow as far as in route running, man, listen, you know, the kid's unstoppable.
I'm talking to Jarvis Landry. You know, as committed as you are on the field, you're still getting some stuff done off the field as well. In fact, you're working with TCL and the Cut the Cord giveaway. What is involved with that, and how do the fans take part in that?
Pretty much to take part in that, you just go to TCLUSA.com. You know, sign up. They're doing a giveaway this week before July 9th. You know, pretty much, you know, about TCL, you know, they're America's fastest growing television brand. They're giving away 103 TVs in celebration of National Cut the Cord Day. And, you know, for sports fans, you know, it's a way to break free from cable TV, but you still be able to catch all your big games and see your favorite players and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just something that they've done to join National Cut the Cord Day, man, to make it interesting for, you know, the world and that experience as far as watching games, watching TV, movies and stuff like that.
Dude, well done. Good pitch. Jarvis, let me ask you something. What's it mean to you to get these opportunities, you know, to build your personal brand off the field, to have a corporate sponsorship like that? Not every guy gets that. What's it mean to you to get that kind of recognition from the business community too?
You know what? It's an honor, you know, and I see a lot of value in the relationships that, you know, I have with the people that I work with, you know, including TCL. TCL is I've been with for a couple of years now, and, you know, every year that I have my back-to-school camp, you know, they donate TVs. Every time, you know, I get on the radio and stuff like this, you know, they're always doing something to help out, you know, and it's just the value of the relationship, honestly, and I think, you know, that comes from just being a good person. You know, I think they've seen how I carry myself and not really getting in trouble or ever really getting in trouble, and, you know, it makes them want to represent me, and seeing the things that they've done makes me want to be able to represent them as well.
He led the NFL with 112 receptions last season. Once again, 400 receptions in his first four seasons, most in NFL history. Jarvis Landry, my guest. Jarvis, great to have you back. Thanks so much for doing that. Hope we can do it again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, babe. God bless.
Appreciate you very much. Jarvis Landry, man, what a good player. You got him on one side, Josh Gordon on the other, and they've got weapons. And yes, yes, I literally did ask a player on a team that went 0-16 if they've got the potential to make the playoffs. I know exactly what I said to him. I know what I was doing. That's how much buzz there is and how many weapons they have and how hyped Browns fans are. All right, we will come back. back-to-back interviews in that hour, so we can reset either of those things. I have not gotten to nearly what I wanted to get to on my first day back. Smack off, 15 days away. Looking to give somebody a golden ticket. About one half of 1% of me thought it might be Rex when he called. And now it's 0% of me. My man's not getting in, ever for any reason. Not even think he wants to. Luke and Fort Collins tried to get back what he once had, and it went pretty horribly for him. Anybody? Can anybody get a golden ticket? 15 days out, and today is almost over. Time now for a bottom-of-the-hour sports update. Here it is. All right, looking forward to this last segment. If you want maximum performance from your car, you could use an Edge, Castrol Edge. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology, 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown is tested in the Kurt Orban test and the Vive W30 VisGrade. It helps to fight friction. It delivers outstanding levels of performance. Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. I could hit you with another long form rant, but I don't need to because the lines are lit. The calls are lined up. I'll get there in a minute. Dear Rome, we don't know how Luke in Fort Collins got a golden ticket either. Regards, people that get famous for no reason. Francis in Glendale wore John in HB's wife, hooking me up with her friend Mia. Hey, Francis, don't be subtweeting or sub-emailing or sub-warring on this show. If you want her to hook you up, take that up with her. Don't use me as some intermediary. Don't sub-email on this show, all right? This email says, the other one is in. Tyler in Edmonton early, Matt in Vancouver with the bookend. Holy crap, Rome. Holy crap, Rome. Your punctuation's off, Matt. Holy crap, Rome is now wanted for questioning in the homicide of Fluke in Fort Collins. Rome is to be presumed armed and dangerous. Poor kid may have just been retired involuntarily. Son, Matt in Vancouver, wore Left's 2-week Slim Fast challenge before he sends in his smack off picks. And there's more where that came from. Van Smack, thank you for ripping Luke's non-existent golden ticket. His calls are garbage. And his takes are too. At the risk of sounding like a homer, Avalanche Smack. They only went from worst in the NHL to a playoff appearance where they pushed Nashville to 6 games and had a Hart Trophy finalist in Nathan MacKinnon. Broncos D gave up 21 goals to the Chargers. 7 of those goals occurred on a pick 6 and was not on defense, Luke. Get your facts straight. Wore the flight deck segment. Unwore adults who refer to their stomachs as their tummies. Alex, attorney at law.
Well, get your facts straight.
Romy, I don't think Mike in Indy is going to show up this year for the smack off. Signed, Portland women not shaving their hideous beard hair. Andy in Portland. Wore Paquito Alvin crushing the 2 days that were tomorrow. Hey, Paquito, are you going to do that? Of course he is. If I worked one day, Alvin would. What's up, dude? And finally, have not seen this little lady in a while. Hi, Jim. There you go. I haven't listened to the show in weeks. Finally tuned in, and the first words I hear are, deposit your briefs behind the urinal. So I guess I haven't missed much. Sarah T. Almost nothing at all, Sarah. Almost nothing at all. If you took a few more weeks off, you'd probably tune in right at that same point. Sarah T. All right, like I said, I could hammer away another long-form rant. In fact, I could hammer away probably 8 more rants that I didn't get to. But it's been a good call day. Got to check this one out. The Lady Clones. One on the email, one on the phones. Let's go to Naples. Lauren in Naples. It is smack off season. Lauren, what's going on? How are you?
What up, Van Smack? What's up in SoCal?
It's all good here, Lauren. What's up in Naples?
Not much, just straight humidity. Not good. So I wanted to get one thing straight. The whole thing about Mona, didn't realize she had cancer. Big mistake on my part. Just want to throw out an apology about that. I felt really bad once I heard the podcast. So, yeah, Mona, just lay off the cigarettes. Can't really understand you, girl. I want you to sound good. It might sound better if you're not running from the Piggly Wiggly, you know, with a damn PBR in your hand. All I want to do is say, you know, Hawk, with your damn kitty shirts, loving it. You do what you want. Let's talk about LeBron maybe going to the Lakers. Yes, he's going to the Lakers. I don't know how I really feel about that. Rondo is trying to make sense of the whole thing. I'm trying to make sense of the whole thing. I mean, I know his kids go to school there, but okay. Good for you, LeBron. LeBad. And I wanted to say James Kelly's head kind of looks like the warped wall from the American Ninja Warrior. It's hard to get up there. I'll just tell you that. And I'll probably get up there before Laughing Laguna. But you know what? I'm out. I don't really have that much to say. Brazil's going to take it. I know I said Germany was going to take it. I know I can beat Mona I'm going to tear her ticket up. I'll tell you that much. I know I can do this, and I know I can run all day. Not run all day. I want to be racked. I want a golden ticket, and I know I can do it. And I just ate a big-ass bowl of Honey Smacks. So I know. Sorry to hear about Luke. Ooh, Luke. No golden ticket. I'm sorry that was weak smack. But, yeah, I'm out.
Lauren, Racker. I was going to say, Lauren, you do know that you're not scoping. Well, maybe you are scoping. You could have been. But this wasn't one of your, like, five-hour stream of consciousness broadcasts. She got that freaking plane down. She got that plane down, and she landed it right on James Kelly's flight deck forehead. That was incredible. Did she say, and yeah, I just ate a big freaking bowl of Sugar Smacks or Honey Smacks? Why not, Lauren? Why does anybody do anything? Because they freaking can. I'll tell you what, she got racked. Not only did she get through a phone call, she got racked. Who's to say that she does not end up with a golden ticket? Lauren, you're close. Now, of course, if I say that to her, that means she'll call back tomorrow. But, Lauren, you got 15 days. You're not there yet. But you're on the right track. That didn't sound like much of an apology to Mona. It started off as a very sincere apology that I didn't know she had cancer. I'm really sorry about that. But I'm going to rip her golden ticket up. And it would help if you didn't smoke so much. Well, only Lauren can do that. Lauren, have yourself a day. Let's go to, you see, this is what I'm saying. I could have gone to a long-form ramp, but why would I when I have these calls lined up? Let's go to Albuquerque. I'm kind of curious what the rest of Albuquerque thinks of Rex in Albuquerque. I don't know about the rest of Albuquerque, but this guy probably has an opinion. Let's go to Lance in the ABQ. Lance, you made it in. How are you?
Great, Rome. Well, thank you for the call. I need to represent Albuquerque in a better way. Been listening since 98, Original 4 affiliate, 610 AM. That punk Rex won't call our station. We'll spit out his bones. That's not how we roll in Albuquerque. We don't want some creep. Well, I mean, we're blue-collar people. We're number one in crime. You got to almost get in a fight every day or watch your place from getting robbed no matter where you live. And I looked up the Google, the four-way stops. There's only a few, Rex. But luckily, Ron cut you off his show before you do that stuff to us again. You know, we got people here that have bad tempers. They don't call in the show. I'm representing us. It's hard to be a clone for so long and not go on. I wanted to smack off here in town. This is how I roll. You come up to the merge left sign with your New Hampshire sign. You people that want to move here, don't even try it. I'll run your ass off the road right there in the construction crew, and that's fine. I got this with my POWMIA thing on there, on the other side, Wounded Warriors, and usually have one of them rolling with me. There's a lot of vets in this town that are in a bad way, and I take care of a lot of them. But you, buddy, made me lose my temper today, and I don't want you anywhere around the show. And, you know, I know you don't come out last night. because there's no cops. We blew up this city on the 4th of July. There's no cops. There's fire trucks running everywhere. It was a beautiful sight knowing that we can get away with whatever we want to if we have to, Rex. So Jim Rome saved you today. For mi vida loca, holy home, the Christ Rousey's faith in her career. Yes, there's a backflip for Tapia. I love you, Romy. I'm out.
Lance got his plane down too, didn't he? You can rack him. Wow. This is why I did not do one of my rants. Because I knew those calls were waiting for me. Huge call brought to you by 303 Automotive. It's a premium line of protectants and cleaners designed to keep your car looking new and lasting longer. Available at most auto parts retailers or visit 303radio.com. Don't you ever, ever think, much less say, that I don't have the best callers in the world. And that this show isn't great. My thanks to Daniel Cormier, Isaiah Pede, Jarvis Landry, the XR4TI, and you clones doing it right. Let's finish strong. I will be back in here tomorrow. That's right. 2 days in a row. I'm going back to back. Let's finish the week strong, and then you're down in just 2 weeks until the smack off. Thank you for listening. Have yourself an amazing day. See you tomorrow. We're out.